Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Meisteres, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. Hoi melech haveri, if someone says to his friend, Heilech Isser Zeh, be Esser te'enem sha'avrali. Here's this Isser, and I'd like to have for it 10 figs sha'avrali, that I will choose. I want to choose those figs from the tree. Sagt der Mishnah, Bar V'Eichel, he can choose the figs one by one. And he eats them as he's picking them. See the batanura toilish achas achas. He takes them off one by one. Va'eichel and eats them. He doesn't have to separate maestros. This is achilas eroi. Ah, he bought them. Yeah, but it's before nigmar malachtoi, so shlav beis doesn't click in. But if he took off two, once you put together two, he would be chayiv. But one is not chayiv. Didn't we say that's a machlokes in the previous mishnah? Didn't we say that Rabbi Meir says, even one by one, you're chayiv? Well, if you remember, we also said in the previous Mishnah, that's only if the seller gives it to him. But if the buyer is taking it himself, there's less of a chashivas in the sale, and therefore, if it's one by one, he can still eat achilas aray. Suppose the buyer says, be'eshkol she'overli, here, take this iser, and what I would like is a cluster of grapes, again, she'overli, that I will choose for myself. Sagt der Mishnah, megargar v'eichel. He can pick one grape at a time out of the cluster, and he can eat it without separating maestros. Still falls under the category of achilas aroi. Each grape on its own is considered its own peri. So if he's taking one grape at a time, that's like taking one by one. Take one and eat it, take one and eat it. Never goes on to the next phase. The mekach is not kaveh unless you at least have two, like we explained in the previous Mishnah. Well, what if he ripped off the whole cluster? Once he does that, he has to take off maestros. The cluster itself is considered a tziruf, a pile of grapes. But even if he didn't take off the whole cluster, even if he took off two grapes at a time, he would be chayiv. Zakta the Mishnah Vayter, berima sha'avrali. He says, here, take this iser and I'll pick the pomegranate. Poirit v'eichel. Now, this may take him a while, but he's going to pick one seed at a time. If that's what he does, from the rima and from the pomegranate, while it's still connected to the tree, he's going to eat the seed, take one seed, eat it, take one seed and eat it. Doesn't have to separate maestros. So he's breaking open the rima while it's still connected to the tree, right? And he's taking out one seed at a time. That's how the Batanura explains it. Pirate means prat, right? Specific. Klalu prat. He's taking one pomegranate seed at a time. Vayter says the Mishnah about the tiach she'avrali. If he says, okay, here's an issa for a melon, I will choose for myself. Soyface v'yoichel. Here, what he's doing is he's cutting off one thin slice at a time. And the melon is still connected to the tree? Yes. See the batanura? Choytech chaticha is dakais v'yoichel. He's cutting off one thin slice at a time. And that's how he eats it. Yeah, but the whole melon is one fruit, isn't it? So l'chayr, even if he takes the whole melon, we should say it's one fruit. And it should be pater and maestros. Well, the answer is, look in the Taisis Yom Tevir, meaning that nobody eats a whole melon in one shot. You eat it slice by slice, so therefore we're considering each slice a separate peri. So you would have to eat one slice at a time to remain pater and maestros. Avul bat zakta mishnah v'aitrim amalai. If the buyer says to the bala peiros, here, take this iser be esrim te'enim elu for these 20 te'enim. He points to the te'enim. He says, I want those. Or b'shnei eshkoiles elu, or for these two clusters of grapes. Again, he's specifying which ones he wants. Or b'shnei ramayim elu for these two pomegranates. Or b'shnei avetichim elu for these two melons. Oichel kedarkoi. The buyer can eat the peiros normally, even though you have more than one over here. Upatra and his patra and maestros. Why? Then they shakana b'mechuba l'karka. Because he bought the fruit when it was still connected to the ground. And when you buy fruits that are still connected, that type of mekach is not kavei l'maiser. I don't understand. In the previous case, you told me it's only one by one, not if two, there was also connected. So the Rambam explains, in the previous case, he said, here's an iser. Give me 10 figs. Even though he said 10 figs that I will choose, when he gave him the money, he didn't choose it yet. He said he's going to afterwards go. Once he gets Rishus, he's going to go and start looking for the figs that he wants. Here, even before he gave him the money, he said, those. He didn't give him the money and then he went to pick which ones he wants. He already knew which ones he wants. So what's the difference? Explain to me what's the difference. In the previous case, when was the mekach chal? When was it decided which peri he's getting? Only after they were picked. So the mekach took place on peris that were picked already. That's kovei lemaiser. Because here, even before he gives the money, he already knows which one he wants. So the mekach clicks into place, the sale goes into place while it's still connected. And this type of a sale is not kovei lemaiser. So chazing over a mishnah. Someone says to his friend, here's an eser, can I have 10 figs, please? I'll choose it myself. He can choose figs one by one, and he's not mechuyev v'maisel unless you have two together. If he says, here's money, and I'll pick which cluster of grapes, if he takes one grape at a time, he can take it and eat it, he's not mechuyev v'maisel. By a riman, he'll take one pit at a time, he's not mechuyev v'maisel. By a melon, he has to take one slice at a time, a thin slice. But if he says, here's the money, for these 20 te'anim, he already picks which te'anim he wants. Doesn't give the money and he says, I'll go pick afterwards, see which ones I like. No, here he says, I already know which ones I want. I want those. I want those te'anim. Even 20 of them. I want those clusters of grapes. Even though he's saying two, not one. Two clusters of grapes. Never mind more than one grape. He's saying two clusters. Or two remaining. Never mind more than two of the pits. Two whole remaining. Or two whole melons. Never mind more than two slices. Two whole melons. He can eat without taking off meisers. Being that he picked which one he wants before he even gave the money, the sale takes place when it's still connected. When it's mechubal karka, and a sale that takes place when it's mechubal karka does not bring us to Shlav Beis where Achilas Aroi is aser.